Hello, all my friends on Lit. How are you all? I have been totally overwhelmed again, yet again, still in fact, by the feedback I've gotten from my stories. So many of you guys have written such wonderful letters to me, and those of you who leave email addresses, I do my best to get back to every single one of you, so thank you very much. Those of you who don't leave email addresses, well, I still really appreciate the feedback and I love your letters, but if you'd like me to write back, yeah, leave an email address. Anyway, thank you again to everyone who wrote in. It really means a lot, and I'm so glad that my stories are appreciated. I live with three other people who sort of don't really know about this side of me, so if sometimes I don't get as many stories up on the web as I'd like, I apologize. That's because I can't always find time to record when everybody is out. But they're all out now, so that's good. One other comment I've gotten from a few people about my stories is they can hear birds in the background, which I'm kind of amazed at. I guess this microphone must be really sensitive, but either way, yeah, there's birds that live in the trees near my house. There's actually one quite loud one out there right now, so I hope that doesn't some way detract from the story. Anyway, maybe I should do a jungle-themed one or something. It's not a bad idea, actually. I'll throw that away. But all right, I'll stop rambling now. Sorry. This story is dedicated to a really sweet girl called Andrea. She's requested this story, so I'm gonna do my best to try and make this come to life for you. I hope I capture what you're thinking about. And of course, everyone else, I hope you enjoy this as well. And as always, any requests, just send them my way. I'll see what I can do. I've got a really long list, but I will eventually work through all of them. Don't worry, I'll get there. Okay, so then, to set the scene, I'm driving over to your place. It just happens to be our 1 month anniversary, and I know we hadn't planned to do anything special, but I really wanted to make it somehow memorable. So I've picked up a big bunch of roses. And of course, some chocolates on my way. Now, I want to surprise you if I can. So, I park my car a couple of houses down from yours and walk quietly up the footpath. But instead of going in the front door, I try and avoid most of the windows. And I walk around to the back. Now, you've given me a key, so I have no problem getting in. And as I ponder what room you might be in or what you might be doing, I hear soft cello music coming from the lounge room. I slowly walk through the hallway, and as I get to the end of the hallway and gaze into the lounge room, I see you there with your back to me, cradling your cello and playing the most beautiful music. My first reaction is just to stand there. For I don't don't really know how long, and just watch you. You can't see me, your back's to me, and you're just enjoying being in the moment and making that music. And it is really, really lovely to hear. Finally, though, the desire to go and see you and let you know I'm here takes over. And I walk over slowly, but before I do, I place the flowers and chocolate on the lounge chair out of your sight. And instead of walking directly up behind you, I walk around so that I slowly come into the perimeter of your sight, and instead of walking up to you, I walk over to your piano and sit down at your piano stool. You look up and you're really into the music by now, I can tell, because you're beaming to see me there and you're smiling sweetly at me, but I motion for you to keep playing. I just want to sit and watch you for a while. It's just such a beautiful sight, and you are just so good at it. I'll keep watching for a few minutes, listening intently, until I've got the basic melody in my head. And then I turn around and face the piano, so I'm facing sort of partially away from you. And I start to play a soft chord progression along with you. You're playing all the intricate hard bits and you're leading the music. I'm just trying to add something. It starts to sound really, really nice and really full. Although I know that's a lot more to do with what you're doing than I am. I'm only really half concentrating on what I'm doing anyway, because I'm continuously watching you, and as a result I tend to make mistakes here and there. After a few minutes though, it becomes so obvious to me that I can't keep dividing my attention. So I stop playing and walk over to you and again motion for you to keep playing, which you do. I go over and pick up the roses and chocolates and walk up behind you and bring the roses around so you can just take a fleeting whiff of their perfume. And I place them on top of your piano where you can put them in some water later on. Then I move around behind you, placing the chocolates on the floor beside me. I start to kiss up your neck softly, careful not to get in the way of your bow. But I softly kiss my way up your cheek to your ear, and then back down again, down to your neck, around to the front as far as I can reach. You're wearing that perfume, my love, and the faint scent of the roses mixed with that is just driving me crazy. But for me, there is something so beautiful and romantic about a woman making such beautiful music on such a beautiful instrument. I'm torn between just ravishing you right then and there and holding back and letting you keep playing. After a while, though, I decide to try something else. So I reach down and take a couple of chocolates out of the box. And gently reach up and put it to your lips. You look a little surprised and then smile at me, noticing it's your favorite kind of chocolate that I've got. You take it into your mouth and start to eat it, while I revert to kissing your neck and gently massaging your shoulders. Once you finish the chocolate, you make this soft, low, little, appreciative moan sort of a sound. I more feel it in your neck than I do hear it over the music. But that's just all it takes to make a decision in my mind that I really, really, really want you. I need you right now. I start kissing you more feverishly, letting my hands wander up and down your sides, slipping under the neck of your cello, gently running down the side of your breasts, underneath your soft little summer dress. You let out a moan and decide that you agree with me and it's time to put the cello away. So you gently rest the cello up against the couch, placing the bow in its case, sitting on the couch. And you reach around and grab my arm and pull me around so I'm facing you now. I pull you close to me, but just before I kiss you, which by the way takes incredible self-control not to do straight away, I whisper, "Happy 1 month anniversary, baby." And just as you start to smile, I pull your lips to mine and start to kiss you so passionately. Oh, baby, you taste so good. I could still taste the chocolate on your lips, mixed with your lip balm and the smell of your perfume. Oh, baby, you have no idea what that does to me. Sitting on the couch now, I'm in front of you. You're sort of leaning over towards me. I'm kneeling on the ground, on the carpet there in front of you, kissing you. And you're sitting on the chair, on the couch, pulling me into you. I keep kissing your lips. It's a terrible choice to have to make. I want to kiss you so many other places, but oh baby, your lips just intoxicate me. They just drive me crazy. They're so soft and red and supple, and you know how to use them so well. I decide finally to start kissing my way across your cheek. I love your cheeks. They're so delicate and smooth and soft. And they're so cute when they start to glow pink when you're excited or blushing. Or in this case, turned on. I kiss my way once again down over your jawline, down your neck and down the V from your soft little cotton summer dress. Doesn't leave much to the imagination. But that's okay. I've got a pretty good imagination. But I get the feeling I won't be needing it much longer. By now, your hands have found the hem of my shirt, and you've started to pull it up to give you a bit of an easier time at that. I stop kissing you momentarily and help get it over my head and toss it on the floor. Then I resume kissing you, running my hands up and down the outside of your dress, over your breasts. I notice it's a warm summer's day and you're not wearing a bra. Your nipples are so hard under that dress. It's like the dress wasn't even there at all. As I keep going, I feel your breath start to be more ragged and shallower. And you start making these little sexy moans that just drive me wild. You then pull me up and sort of gently push me over until I'm lying on the couch. And you then kneel on the couch as well, between my legs, and start to kiss your way down my chest. Oh, baby, what you can do with your lips boggles the mind. As you kiss your way down, you finally arrive at the waistband of my pants, where you quickly undo the buckle and start to slide them down, pulling my boxers down with them. You step over them so I can kick them off my ankles, and they join my shirt on the floor. I'm now lying there, sunken into the couch, on my back, looking down at you, smiling there back at me, kissing your way back up my chest. Oh, baby, I'm so hard. My cock is standing straight up. And as you move forward and start to get closer to my face, you start to lie down on top of me. My cock presses into your lower stomach. Even that contact with you, even though it's through your dress, still, oh baby, that feels amazing. I feel you run a hand down between us and gently wrap your soft, delicate little fingers around my cock, just slowly squeezing it. Squeezing it and letting it go, before you gently start to move your hand up and down. You then lift yourself up off me and start to squeeze my cock harder and in more rapid successions. Oh, baby, I don't know what you're trying to do. I don't think it's possible to get any harder than I am now. Sink down after sort of moving down away from me. You focusing down so that your chest and your elbows are resting on the couch just between my legs, between my thighs there. And you let your lips just brush the head of my cock. Oh, baby, that feels indescribable. You then gently lick the tip, tasting the pre-cum that started to ooze out, using your tongue to spread it all over the head of my cock. Around to the sides, and down underneath, back up again. Oh, baby, you're making my cock so slick and so slippery and wet. I reach down and run my fingers through your hair, letting it fall down around your face, partially obscuring what you're doing to my cock. Oh, that's a sexy sight. Your beautiful hair running down over your cheeks and tickling my crotch and my thighs. Oh, that feels so sexy. It's so soft and smooth. Start to let your head sink lower on my cock, taking the head into my mouth. Oh, your mouth is so warm and wet, and you know just how to use it. Oh, you're such a tease. I know you won't let me come like this, and oh, that's good. I want to come with you. I reach down to the box of chocolates that's still sitting on the floor and bring one up to my lips and hold it between my lips. As I reach down and lift your head up from my cock. Oh, don't get me wrong, baby, that feels incredible, but I don't want to come just yet. I bring you up to my mouth, kiss you, giving you the chocolate in my lips. I feel you take it into your mouth, running your tongue over my lips. As you gently chew it and swallow it down, I keep kissing you, hearing you moan. I'm now running my hands down the back of your dress, where they come to rest on your gorgeous little butt. They slide down to your sides, to your thighs, and then back up over your ass, and the fingertips run down and start to pull up your dress one side at a time until your sexy little panties, those white lace little panties that I love so much, covering that delicious little ass, come into view. I keep lifting your dress up until it's bunched up around your breasts. So you lift up. I lift it up over your head, supporting yourself on one elbow while you help me pull it off. It's not the most dignified sight ever, but that's alright. once you've got the dress off. We toss it on the floor. Now you're lying there on top of me, wearing only those sexy little panties. Oh, I know what you like, so I lift you up till you're squatting on me. And then I motion you to start to work your way up my body. I glance down and I can see a wet patch starting to accumulate at the crotch of your underwear there. Forward, pressing your pussy into my mouth. Oh, darling, that tastes so good. I know your hand's playing with your nipples. My hands are running all over your butt cheeks and down your thighs. I want to try something a bit different, so I reach up and gently lie you down. So you're lying down now on top of me, your thighs on each side of my head, your pussy there right in front of my face. Your back pressing against my cock, and your head resting on the couch between my legs. Oh, you're so spread open, so wide for me. I feel my cock just starting to twitch against your back. Those sexy, soft, slow movements you're making aren't helping either. I reach up, I tilt my head up and pull your hips towards me and bury my face in your pussy, getting my whole face, my nose and my cheeks, my lips and my tongue coated in your juices. Oh, baby. inside you, baby. I can't take it much longer. I want to come inside you. Deep inside your hot, tight little pussy. Once again, I reach down and grab your hands, pull you back to a sitting position, and let you sort of wiggle down until your pussy is poised over my cock. Just aching to get into your pussy. You're not going to make me wait. So, you reach down, place out of my cock between your lips. Sink down onto me. Oh, baby, that feels good. Oh, you're squeezing my cock so good. Oh, baby, lie back down on top of me. Oh, I want to feel our bodies pressed together. I want to feel your breasts pressed into my chest, your hot breath on my neck. Your cheek against mine. My lips kissing your ear and your cheek. Oh, baby, this all feels so good. I wrap my arms around you and hold you to me as tight as I possibly can. Oh, baby. You start to rock. Backwards and forwards. We're getting so close. Oh, baby. Sliding in and out. In and out of you. All the way out. And all the way back in. Oh, baby. I can feel my cum building in my balls. It's not gonna be long, baby. Come with me. Yeah. Baby, come with me. Hey, you ready? You coming, baby? Oh, I can feel. Oh, your pussy, it's squeezing my cock. Oh, it's clenching on me. Oh, baby. I'm gonna come. I'm coming on you. I'm gonna come inside you, baby. Oh, I should come with me. Oh, I'm coming, baby. Oh, I'm coming. So fantastic on my cock. Oh, I'm still hard inside you. Oh, you're so tight. And you know how to squeeze your pussy around my cock. Oh, there's no way I'm not going to get soft while I'm inside you. Oh, wow. You're breathing deeply. And I roll you over, so we're now facing each other on the couch. It's kind of late afternoon now, and I think we both need a nap after that. It's warm, and we don't need to worry about clothes or blankets, so we just lie there. Down and to the lounge. As I softly kiss you, sharing your juices with you. The last two thoughts that go through my head before I drift off to sleep with you in my arms. Is the notes of that beautiful song you were playing. I'll never be able to hear it again without thinking of this moment. Oh, baby. I'll have to put some words to that song. It can be our song. And the other thing I'm thinking about is what amazing restaurant I can take you to. To show you how much I enjoyed that afternoon treat. Thank you, baby. I hope you enjoyed that too. Oh, you still feel so good on my cock. I'm gonna fall asleep hard and wake up hard inside you. Oh, I couldn't think of anything I'd enjoy more. I'll hope you all enjoyed that. Oh, I'm a lot of breath. A little giddy. Wow. Well, Andrew, I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope that's kind of what you had in mind.